Hello, and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. I don't really have much planned except to share with you some things that I've been playing with for a few years and which have been producing some incredible results in my life. Today is the anniversary with my wife. 4 years now. We have a little 22-month-old boy. And we were talking a few moments ago that we have really been able to live the last 4 years, every day, a honeymoon. Of course, I share this with some of my other friends and they look at us like we are crazy. It isn't possible. And then they look at my wife and she's nodding her head and smiling. Yes, it is really like the first day that we were married. And I've been looking at what is the particular thing that had it go the way it did. One of the promises that I made her was that every day with me, she would have the experience of being loved. A few months later, feeling like it was inequitable, she came to me and said, "You know, I think I must make you a promise as well. I'm promising every day of our life together, you will have the experience of being honored." I smiled from ear to ear. I never expected it, but it sure is nice, isn't it? Yes. In the universe, there are things that we can see and feel and touch. And for the most part, we think these things are real. I can grab the steering wheel of a car. I can turn it. The car turns. Me and the car on the road get along quite nicely. You can grab something. The funny thing is, if we don't use our own eyes, if we use a microscope, an electron microscope, we can see to the molecular structure of the matter. And if you go small enough, you can get to the atomic level, the subatomic level. At this tiny, tiny level, if you look at the nucleus of an atom and you look at the particles revolving around the nucleus, the distance between the nucleus and the particles revolving around it would be that of a basketball being at the nucleus. You'd have to go 20 miles away from this basketball. That's how much space there is in an atom. In fact, there is far, far more space than there is matter. Let's assume that it is the space and not the matter that makes the biggest difference in our lives. I intended when I make my promises, I intend to keep them. I intend with my promise with my wife to really, every day, every minute of every day, leave her with the experience of being loved. Where does this come from? It comes from space. It is only my word. It is not matter. I cannot say elephant and an elephant appears. It doesn't happen. As an important guru that I am, nonetheless, I cannot say elephant and bing, there is an elephant. No. However, I can say love for my wife in her experience. And I can create that in her experience. And this is far more important than an elephant. Especially if you know how smelly an elephant can be. Well, all joking aside, consider that the thing that we can use in tension with our word, and then allowing ourselves to be moved by our word and our intention, is far greater a power than matter. We look at some relationships between husbands and wives, parents and their children. My neighbor, for instance, single mother, her father, not an old father, a young father, but her father, left the family for her to grow up on her own. So she was also raised by a single mother. Comes around now and then and brings gifts and leaves again. Always unsatisfying. It cannot make up for the space between them. Nothing that lives in the world of matter for us can make up for those things that we cannot see but experience, that are not real in the world, but they are real enough to us. I would like to request you do a meditation. This meditation, have it be on the space between you and your loved one. If you don't have a particular loved one, make that loved one you. Give yourself some space, some room to really experience yourself. Take a moment. Go 20 miles away from yourself in your mind, looking back at your physical body, looking back at the matter of you. Look at what is the matter with you from 20 miles away. Look at how your body articulates. You can move parts of your fingers and your hands and your arms. You can possibly dance or run or sing. You bring gifts to others. You are a gift. What experience can you promise for the few days that you are here? Who can you give your smile? Who can you look into the eye to and say in your mind, thank you for being here. I'm glad you came. If it is of yourself, looking back on your body, say to yourself, thank you for being here. Thank you for allowing me to articulate in my home. That is the end of this episode, and I would like to say and thank everyone so much. We have, tens of thousands of downloads from all over the world, from Hawaii, Australia, New Zealand, India, Japan, Ukraine, Turkey, all over the world. We now have people listening in on this podcast. Just so you know, we went pro. We have people donating to the podcast. It does cost a little something, so if it's possible for you to make a contribution, it would be very nice. Thank you so much again for being with me on awareness.podomatic.com. This is Sri Devananda. Over and out.